But wait, this number eight.
Little inner city Willie, much like myself, was aspiring to touch the higher reaches of wealth. Self-propelled by the propaganda of the MCs, glamorized through his eyes, vividly on TV, mesmerized by the likes of these self-proclaimed G's. Fantasized himself to be the fat rat stacking G's, Armani khaki jeans where it used to be Lee's. No ties to a master lock, but now speaking of keys, being seized overseas in big barrels and crates, but negated to relate, he never been out of state. Now consumed the false logic plus the toxic fumes, out of tune and now assume the new gnome they plume, better known as Big Willie. Now don't that sound silly? Favorite catchphrase, keep it real, but not really. Still, he making ends without an end. Pushing up a Jeep, a Lex Coupe, Beamer, and the Benz. Pretends to be the baller down south, swinging momos. Back east, he lies about ties with mafioso. In Philly, Illinois, he rode a caddy sedan. And in Oaktown, he was the Don Juan of San Fran and beyond, with his companion on the hip. In a Friday night drive down the strip.
It's a trip. Look inside the ride, MC number 9 by side, sipping Cristal wine. Try her best to look fine. Wasn't really worth the time, just an imitation of Will's fraud state of mind. Caught me by surprise, but then I read between the lines. Heard through the grapevine, number 5 wrote your rhymes. Check the signs, see the decline of income, going out for the crumb. Your style still dumb.
Number 10 was the label made of number 8 and 9, whining like a bee.